This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two, Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli, going solo today. And right before the end of the first hour, I talked about North Carolina traffic stop had uncovered enough fentanyl to kill 27 million people. This happens on a regular basis, folks. Okay, the Democrat and Rhino, can't forget the Republican Rhinos, basically they're called the Uniparty, they're pushing all this violence on us. It's part of the plan of collapse. The bioweapon, illegal immigrants, in order to create enough chaos so they can push in martial law, the fentanyl, your vote no longer mattering. I mean, you're totally disenfranchised for by election fraud. People being put in jail for peaceful assembly, money having hardly any purchasing power, the way they're doing a scarcity of resources, everything from food to fertilizer to energy. I mean, that's just the top of the list. We're basically running out of our alternatives left that we're allowed to do. This is why we all have to do our reading and research and speak up. This is why, okay, I'm looking at my time. Pardon me, folks. When I go into details and tangents, I just run out of time. So I'm again in the variety package here. But here's an article that basically talks about how, and this is from the Pentagon, okay? Going into the year 2024, we're going in with the smallest size and lowest qualification levels in eight decades. Smallest size, and they mean by the number of soldiers, that's what they mean by small size, and lowest qualification levels. I am blue in the face talking about the common denominator in everything. For your job, it's got to be about standards, expectations, qualifications, and other little variables like hard work, effort, proven results. When we get a job and an opportunity based on what group we're in, gender you identify, skin pigmentation, shade, sexual orientation, religion. I mean, when you can see how they're collapsing everything because they want to bring in communism here, folks. So think about why this is. Think about all the people who have died. And there's been whistleblowers in the military. I'm trying to think of that physician's name. She's a woman, I think, in the Air Force, and I've talked about her before. But there's plenty of people who have talked about all the deaths in the military, all the disabilities, all the morbidities from the vaccine mandates. You got to remember this wokeness, this woke military, I can't say this enough, is designed, it's planned so society collapses because they're putting the least qualified people in charge of everything based on what group you're in. It's not about individualism. I have given many, many a document, an interview, an article proving it's in their papers. When I say their papers, I mean the World Economic Forum, the globalist elite. They, even back, I remember, I think, was it last week or week before I even touched on that, talks from globalists in the 40s, 50s, and 60s talking about how they need to eliminate the family, eliminate individualism. None of this is coming from me. What we do on the alternative media is share the facts with you on what they're trying to do. It's about group, group, group. Oh, how about trans soldiers in the military given special privileges? Where if you're white and Christian, you're persecuted. Oh, don't forget the drag shows. And then you got all the other eligibility factors like the obesity in America. Then you got academic factors where there's so many people who haven't graduated high school. Then you have substance abuse, people who've been on drugs and people who have criminal records. What do you expect when this is all about lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the country, for the job? It makes it about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun to delegitimize work, to make certain groups feel entitled, and everything in the realm of value goes down. And you give free lunch to the elites because all the money that you're missing out on, that you're losing, that you're going into bankruptcy and foreclosures and debt is going to the top 1%. We have proved it over and over and over again. When you get a job that you haven't earned, there's no value being traded, good services, anything. And then they embarrass you because of the group you're in, because they make you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for that, for your group. So you automatically react emotionally and you lose the ability to have critical thinking. This is how it works. It's professional wordsmithing. It's subliminal messaging. It's media propaganda. It's Hegelian dialectic. You never empower yourself, your group, or your nation by demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. It's meant to divide and conquer. It's meant to dumb down. It's meant to make you submissive and break your will. It's meant to reward mediocrity. It's meant to eliminate knowledge, opportunity, and productivity. It's meant to make you poor so they can control you. So the people who have the most victim group status or protectionist group status, they don't have to adhere to anything, any American virtue that used to mean something, like word of honor, vow, oath, work ethic, because they've basically brainwashed people into useful idiots, into being followers, and it being all about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. You cannot get a faster track to wealth inequality than this plan. All right, Rich. Stop the details. Germany, gay pedophile activists. I'm reading this. I know you think I'm making this stuff up. I am reading this article. Gay pedophile activists call for lesbians to be removed from Berlin LGBT museum over opposition to pedophilia. So the lesbians think you should give it the child innocence, and they shouldn't be raped because it's not adult mutual consensual sex. I mean, anybody who has an IQ over 12 knows this. What you're doing is they're using useful idiots to normalize and legalize pedophilia. So if these lists from Epstein's pedophile island ever come out, the elite are safe. You're doing the dirty work for the elites. And these are the consequences of what happens. Here's an article. Adam Vina loses custody in California. Of course, it's in California. As the mother claims their 2-year-old son is a girl. So he spoke out to save his 2-year-old son from all this harm and everything that's going to be happening, from drugs to maybe amputations, genitalia destruction. Guess what happens to him? He gets a 5-year restraining order, and he's forbidden. He cannot talk to his son. I was reading an article, I don't know if I have it in here, that the marriage rate is not just the lowest, but people are getting, we have for 40-year-olds the most amount of single people who have never been married. How the heck can you get married when there's a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on your victim group or protectionist group status? How? Who's stupid enough to get married when the state controls everything about the institution of marriage? Unbelievable. Pfizer buys company that treats turbo cancer. Ah! Should the headline be Pfizer company buys company fighting cancer caused by mRNA vax for cover-up? Or should it read, greedy small cancer-fighting company sells out Americans and the world for big bucks? The article literally says that Pfizer overpaid for this small company. $43 billion, people. $43 billion. You know, it's just like farms, just like anything. When the little guy sells people, and I understand commerce and capitalism and all this, but when you sell, you're selling to the bigs now. Because the little guys have been kicked out of commerce. So if you have this little company has a cure for treating turbo cancer, as per the article here, well, maybe not cure, but can fight it. I don't know if you can use the word cure at all anymore because they've made it politically incorrect. Think about what you're doing. The big people are buying it, so you can have a great life, but everybody else suffers. I just wanted to throw that out there. Next, here's a quote. I'm confident that everybody on those buses were FBI assets. We've identified one of the bus's senior officials deeply involved. Representative Clay Higgins tells Laura Logan they have proof of FBI involvement in January 6th. Proof. Proof. The Fed's erection. How many of these articles have we given? How many of these articles? This guy, Clay Higgins, is a hero. So is Laura Logan. It should be about truth, which is facts, evidence, and proof. All the people who've been arrested for January 6th should be let out with all the evidence there is. And we got more coming if I get to it. Next, here's an article. This is on InfoWars. American Society of Magical Negroes. I'm reading it word for word, just so you know. American Society of Magical Negroes trailer calls white people the most dangerous animal on the planet. So I think every baby in the woods knows that they're trying to create a race war here. So you got to think about all the other. There's another film on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. Guess who it was produced by? The Obamas. There's another film called Civil War, depicting America being torn apart by identity politics.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Time is going quick, so I'm going to try and double time here a little bit and give as much information as possible. What I just talked about before the break was all the articles and propaganda that's coming out because the elite need to hide their crimes. And we've mentioned the names, and we've mentioned their crimes many times. So they need to create race wars. They need any war. They need civil war. They need nuclear war. They need there's going to be false flags left and right because they need. They're desperate. They're desperate because the alternative media is telling the truth and giving evidence and proof. So we have to be aware of what's going on in Boston. I'm sure everybody has heard about the Boston mayor. She held a party, and it was no whites allowed. All this white privilege, folks, is all BS. All of it. 100%. Now, I like to use personal experiences besides the thousands of examples I've given over the years, but I live in a house with no running water. I have no water heater. I use firewood. I harvest my own food from vegetables to meat. I harvest edible and medicinal plants. The newest vehicle that I have in my household, my cabin, is 2011. I don't own a refrigerator or a freezer. Now, I have a very short maybe hip size refrigerator for the summer months that I plug in. This time of year, I don't have the electricity. So I keep my food cooled on the basement floor. White privilege, right, folks? When I was 19 years old, and I've told this story before, but since I'm making a point, I tried to get a job as a New York City fireman. I was bench pressing 365 pounds, could have passed the test. I was definitely qualified. But that was the year, unless you had veterans credits, getting in as a white male, unless you knew somebody, it wasn't going to happen. Because the women's clubs and groups of New York City literally sued the New York City Fire Department. Cost the taxpayers millions, by the way. And they sued because they demanded to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the job. So I didn't get that job. In 1982, I walked away with a degree in forestry. I went to the interview. They said, sorry, we can't hire you as a white male. I had a degree in hand and plenty of experience in the woods. They ended up hiring two 18-year-old girls right out of high school. No degree, no experience, no nothing. When I was working for Big Pharma, I told you I'd get to this. I tried to get a job, a demotion. They were hiring females off the streets for job shares with no qualifications. I had the best numbers in the whole company. I was number one for one of my products. I had phenomenal numbers, phenomenal awards. Ask Vince Finelli. I sent him all the paperwork. When I didn't get the demotion I asked for, I contacted 30 different attorneys in Montana and out of state. I was getting feedback like I didn't have enough victim group status. These are by lawyers. I didn't have enough group self-pity points. Lawyers would tell me that if I was female and the same exact thing happened to me, I would have had a $10 million settlement by the end of the day. So, I live off-grid. I have a 675 amp hour system, which is tiny, tiny, tiny. I walk around with a headlamp during the winter months with no running water, and I harvest my firewood, 9 to 10 cords, by myself per year at 63 years old. So when people talk about white privilege or white male privilege, it's all BS. Because we, not just on USA Prepares, but on the alternative media, we give facts. We give evidence, we give proof, and that's what truth is all about. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. A volcano in Iceland has erupted after weeks of warning and increased seismic activity. It erupted yesterday, spewing lava into the air and causing a fissure that was last reported to be 2.5 miles long. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll. President Biden's approval rating has reached a historic low, according to the latest poll by Monmouth University. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, will be laid to rest today. She served the high court for nearly 25 years. She passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. The Biden administration set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine, Republicans saying that aid to Ukraine should be coupled with a deal on immigration. Corey Myers, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the last half hour of the broadcast, but I want to put an exclamation point from Jesse Waters. I talked about this video clip maybe a month or so ago, but it's so apropos for what we're talking about right now. This victim group status, when you feel entitled to play it, when you play that card, you're delegitimizing work for everyone, for your whole country. Because the powers that be want to put us on UBI, which is Universal Basic Income. So when you break out the group hyphen and pronoun card, you're destroying your own country. I remember when Jesse Waters did this piece on, I think her name was Kathleen Perry, and she broke out all the reasons why she doesn't have to be responsible and have no accountability, even though she was driving on the wrong side of the road, drunk. So she broke out the female card. She broke out the social anxiety card. She broke out the indigenous person card, even though she was as pale-skinned as I am. She broke out the non-binary card. I know you think I'm making this up. Please go on the internet and check it out. I'm sure it's on Rumble. Maybe even on YouTube. Probably got rid of it. But anyway, she was drinking. She admitted to drinking 3 drinks. She was overweight, as per the comments on this video clip. She tried to say that the police officer was intimidating her with the sobriety test. And he got in trouble when he called her ma'am. She said, "You're triggering me with the man thing," and that she has PTSD around white people. And generational trauma when somebody confronts her from a different generation. You can't make this stuff up, people. She says she's feeling harassed because he's a white male and scaring her. And because of her victim group status, she didn't go to her drunk driving classes. Because it was the white cop's fault for harassing her. And no wonder why the Democrats can't define a woman. When you play the victim group status card, people, you're hurting your whole country. There's no more value that you can give when you play this excuse card. You're taking down your whole country, the Western world. And when you look at the numbers that are coming over our border from Islam, and the Sharia law that will probably come here with just looking at the math. You think men beating women in every sport is mediocre males at best? You think that's going to be the extent of it? You are going to rape in all these countries are going through the moon, including here. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. You better wake up, and you better park your ego and pride and saving face and admit to the propaganda. Because if we don't, it's all going to be lost. Over 1 million combat soldiers died for us. And if we don't fix this, we'll be able to say that they died in vain for nothing. My comments and analysis are based on facts, evidence, and proof, vetted from public domain articles and interviews. I don't make this stuff up. If you think I made up what Jesse Waters said, go look at it. Don't believe a word we say. Go look at it. All right, moving on. The ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League, by the way, used hidden microphones to spy on Americans in their own homes in search of toxic speech. Look, if you have an Alexa in your house after everything that we've said, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot. Or you're lazy. That's what the Nazis did, people. They surveilled. They censored. They put Jews and other people in concentration camps. They killed them. They debanked them. They demonetized them. Everything is... It doesn't matter if it's Islamophobia, anti-Semitism. The globalists are going to use any group so they can construct a totalitarian police state against you. I wish I had more time. This next article basically talks about, I'm sure those of you who do watch the mainstream media has been seeing all the propaganda where... basically ramifications of the Trump presidency if he gets reelected. Oh, he's going to put him in concentration camps. He's going to assassinate his rivals. Basically, it's called projection, folks. Everything that they say Trump is going to do, they're doing. Everything. Think about the ramifications of the Trump presidency when he was a president for 4 years. Lower gas prices, full employment, 2.5% home loans. I think gas prices were down to like $1.87. Affordable groceries. Basically, we were respected around the world. We didn't have wars. What about all the trannies and the police state and the open borders and the genital mutilization, the taxes, the doom porn? Everything is, this is all done for a reason, people. Because they don't want freedom, liberty, and rule of law. They want a totalitarian, Nazi, dictator state. Oh, here's a good one. Republican turncoat Miles Taylor tells MSNBC that if Trump is reelected, he could turn off the internet. Do you know how many times the Democrats have basically said we're going to have a cyber attack? Jen Psaki says Donald Trump is echoing Hitler. You can't make this stuff up, people. Look at the comment. I'm going to read some of the comments of what Psaki just said. Comment one, straight from Alinsky. And by the way, it's like 99.999% thumbs up. Straight from Alinsky. We went over the Alinsky playbook many times, as well as Cloward and Piven, as well as all this stuff. We went through all of it many times over the years. Another comment. It's the left, and I'm trying to read exactly, okay? And if there's a word in there that I can't say on the radio, or there's a what they typed changes the context or makes something hard to understand, that's the only time I step in. So pardon my English because I'm reading verbatim. It's the left that's talking genocide of the Jews. That's what Hitler said. And so she says, echoes Hitler, word for word, it's the Democrats. Next comment. Fascist socialists defame anti-socialists as fascist socialists. Projection, that's what they do. Another comment. Remember the time when Trump was president for 4 years and didn't become Hitler? He didn't imprison any of his political enemies. Joe did. He didn't stand in front of a blood-red, Nazi-inspired backdrop while vilifying half of the American people. Joe did. I don't know. Given a choice, I'll take my chances with Trump's second term. Next comment. Leftist media. Someone criticizes an incompetent DEI hire. They're a racist. Only xenophobes want to secure our border. And Trump is a modern-day Hitler. Fear-mongering and hate-baiting are what leftist media do best. Next comment. Jen Psaki is an ignorant buffoon. Hitler was a socialist. Actually, he turned out to be a communist dictator. Hitler was a socialist, you ignorant tramp. Trump sounds nothing like him, nor is he a socialist. Psaki is a nasty POS, dishonest at her roots. Another comment. You know they're running on fumes when they drag out Hitler after the 18th time. It kind of loses its shock value. Folks, it's just like all these words. All the words that they throw you at you. You know, the racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe. They don't mean anything anymore. They mean zippo, nothing. Because they use them every 3 seconds. It's just like when you delegitimize work and make people feel entitled to play the victim group status card and make them demand to lower the bars of standards for a job. There's no value anymore. It's all talk. It's all professional wordsmithing. It's all propaganda. Okay, I'm moving on here because I'm going to get to maybe 50% of what I prepared for. Maybe. I try to keep I try to give enough details to keep the messages in context. And again, my analysis and comments are made by the facts that I'm giving you from the public domain. Okay, here we go. Tell me what you think about Speaker Johnson. He's under fire as controversial photo with him and Trump hater Paul Ryan emerges at the Capitol. Well, it looks like anything can emerge at the Capitol, because didn't the Democrats just shoot graphic pornography sex at the Capitol? Look, I'm all for adult mutual consensual sex, but shooting pornography, homosexual male sex at the Capitol? Come on! There's got to be a red line here somewhere, folks. Knowing no one's getting credibility with stuff like that. Okay, going back to Speaker Johnson. House is going to blur the faces of the January 6 tapes to protect the hundreds of undercover agents and informants at the Capitol. Never mind to protect the people who are unjustly in jail, in prison. No, they want to protect the faces to protect the undercover agents and informants. Disgusting. Johnson reverses, caves to deep state Democrats, slips FBI spy power reauthorization into the defense bill. Now, folks, when Johnson went up to the podium several times and he says, I'm a Christian, from what I just read to you, that's called being a phony, fake Christian. What he's doing is delegitimizing Christianity is what he's doing. What a joke. Next, 147 worthless Republicans vote to reauthorize the FISA program so the DOJ and FBI can spy on President Trump again. It's a scam. It's all a scam. Nobody's doing the job. There's a few people, Gates, MTG, there's a few people doing their job in Congress. But it looks like 90-something percent is bought and paid for and blackmailed. Next, Republicans now are allowing drag shows, transgender treatments, and abortion travel in massive NDAA defense bill. Yes, yeah, Speaker Johnson's a Christian, folks. Uh-huh. You bet. Please send me a check and I'll send you a bridge.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Everybody, I just want to let you know that we really appreciate you being here with us today, and we just have a few minutes left. This is a very short last segment, so I'm going to say thank you right now for tuning in, and I'm just going to rattle off as many published articles in the public domain as possible for the information war so you can discuss it with people. I know it's hard, and I know it's inconvenient, I know it's uncomfortable, but if we don't, we're about to lose our country. So it's your choice. You can either tell your children and grandchildren they have no future, or you can go to every household where a combat soldier has died for our country and say that they died for nothing, or you can start speaking up and doing something about it. Choice A, B, or C. It's up to you. All right, next article. Did you hear that Trump is a dictator, as per the mainstream media and the Democrats? Because he says on day one he's going to close the border. So he's a dictator and a racist. Did you hear about that? But Joe Biden fast-tracks ammunition sale to Israel and skips congressional approval. While he wants to take away our guns, while our gunpowder prices are going through the roof, while he's bringing in military-age men 95%, come on, people. We can see what's happening. The globalists are literally facilitating attack on America. Next, Dr. Carol Swain, Harvard's plagiarist president, resigned. She was always a fraud. She would be fired if she was a white man. I love Dr. Carol Swain. I love her. I've quoted her and paraphrased her for years. I saw she even talked to her. I was watching an interview of her or with her on the Steve Bannon show. I think it's called War Room. And she literally used words like compromise qualifications. Basically words that I use. common denominator, folks. It's not about what group you're in. It's about lowering the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the job. My face is blue talking about this. Next, West Virginia Secretary of State and gubernatorial candidate says 2020 election was stolen by the CIA. Do you know how much evidence we've given of election fraud? Oh, my gosh, I can barely pronounce the words I've given it so much. Next, the Georgia State Farm Center election night report is proof that Chris Ray's FBI was in on the election fraud cover-up. I'm going to try to limit my comments here, folks. Mexican officials provide GPS coordinates to illegal alien caravans for mass crossings into the U.S. GPS coordinates. It's not Rich making this stuff up, people. Wake up. Pentagon considers allowing AI weapons to autonomously decide to kill humans. They're trying to get plausible deniability, folks. The elites are going to program the robotics and the AI, and you're going to be the cannon fodder. Next, Jim Jordan subpoenas Bank of America for sharing January 6th financial data with the FBI. How often... This is how stupid they think you are. That's what fascism is, people. It's when the private sector and the government get together. That's an authoritarian dictatorship right there. That's Nazism. That's not freedom, liberty, and rule of law. It's illegal. And you have Antifa running around calling us anti-fascist. I mean, it's unbelievable how stupid the powers that be think we all are. Unbelievable. Next, FBI allegedly covered up Biden family accusations by calling them foreign disinformation. Be aware, and this is from Senator Grassley, be aware of these terms as part of the professional wordsmithing. It's just like AI and official authorities to get you to shut up. It's designed to make you break your will, make you submissive. That's not liberty. It's the opposite of it. Next. All right. FBI brass targets agents who might support Trump. I heard Alex Jones say, oh, well, not all government workers are bad, not all FBI agents are bad, 60% are good. Okay, if you're 60% who are listening to this who are good, and I know you are, how come you're not a whistleblower, 60% of FBI? Why? Where are you? Do you care about the American people? Do you care about the rule of law? Do you care about the Constitution? Where the hell are you? DOJ repeatedly blocks strong charges against Hunter Biden. That's called protectionist group status, people. It's the aristocracy taking, controlling the serfs. Joe Biden used a fake name to exchange over 50 private emails with key Hunter business associates. Hundreds of times. People, how much evidence do you need? I don't make any of this stuff up. Thank you for being here.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.